Hey Mike, how are you doing?
Doing all right, how are you?
You know what? It's getting closer to Friday, brother, so it's getting a little better. Appreciate you asking, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. No, I said I'm doing okay, brother. Thank you for asking. I'm going to keep this pretty brief and straight to the point, Mike. I hope you're okay with that. I just want to be respectful of your time. I'm sorry. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, you sound a little broken up there, but I can hear you. Helix Exteriors. Vic tells me that you guys are doing painting. What else it is that you specialize in, Mike?
Siding, roofing, and painting. Painting is kind of just like the oddball thing that we do. So it's mostly just siding and roofing.
Okay, perfect. And are you working alone right now, Mike, or do you have helpers, or how are you going about it?
Oh, yeah, we got helpers and stuff and subcontractors and whatnot. I'm just the sales and operations manager, and my wife, well, fiance, is the one listed on the actual company. But
oh, okay, gotcha. Hey, well, good luck on that that marriage, brother. Hopefully, you know, it works out. Been there. Was there
appreciate
for seven...
it. The practice one didn't work out so well.
Gotcha. Understood. I was there, man. 17 years. I've been divorced for two.
Wow.
You know, so.
My wife or my fiance was married for 18, dude. Wow.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, man. You know what? I'll tell you this much, man. I mean, I don't mean to jump off topic, brother, but, you know, her being in the marriage for 18 years, man, I tell you that she's definitely pulling the trigger with you for the right reasons now. You know, so, you know, more power to both of you guys, man. That's pretty awesome. You know.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope it works out better than the last one, and my last one.
Hey. That's always the plan, brother, you know? Anyhow, Mike, we have a position open on the first page of Google. We're looking to get that filled in today, brother. Like I said, I'm just going to be very, you know, very straight with you. You know, I prefer to be a straight shooter and cut through the mumbo jumbo and just, you know, I see that most clients prefer that, right? Just to, hey, you know what? Talk to me straight. How much is it? If I like it, we'll move forward. If not, you know, have a nice day. So I'll try to keep it pretty, you know, pretty simple, brother. What we are, looking to do, Mike, is to place, Helix, Exteriors, right alongside of, Precision Gutters and Roofing, Hating Lake Roofing LLC, Legacy, Summit Exteriors, DJ Contracting, Alpine Roofing, Paradise, Summit Exteriors, Competitive Roofing, All Roofs and Inspections, and CK Roofing. I'm not sure if you ever heard of any of these companies, Mike.
Yeah, I've heard of Summit. I compete with Summit, and they're a bunch of fucking assholes.
Hey, brother, you know what? There's so much things that sometimes I want to share with clients when I talk to them, but this call is being monitored and recorded, so, I mean, you can say whatever you want. unfortunately, I am restricted to be open with my vocabulary, as you are, as you can understand, you know. Yeah, but... Mike, so what we would do is we would put you right alongside of these guys where you would become first option. Because I'm going to be very honest with you, man. These guys stay busy only for the simple fact that they come up on that first page, okay? So anytime somebody goes on there and they're looking for siding, roofing, gutter cleaning, any of those categories, these companies pop up as first option on Google. And that's how these guys stay occupied, man. It's not because they're doing better work than you are. I promise you that, brother. It's the simple fact.
I know it, bro. I know it.
Yeah.
And I'm not an arrogant bastard or nothing like that, but I do some like primo primo stuff, and I think it's hilarious. Kind of these guys, the Summit Exteriors got voted up here number one exteriors company in the, and I'm just going like, what the hell? And all it is it's who you blow, not what you know.
Right. Well, we would be putting you right alongside of these guys. I don't know if you guys know each other. Apparently, you know them, so I'm sure they probably know about Hell Exteriors as well. You know, so you would be right alongside of them on that first page. I'm sure if they see you on that first page, they will probably just, you know, have things to talk about, to say the least. Do you have a website for the company, Mike?
Yeah, it's halexteriors.com.
.com, okay, perfect. Okay, halexteriors.com, okay, awesome. Okay, that's actually a good thing, Mike. You know, since you do have a your own domain and your own website, it allows me to adjust the pricing, just so you know, to give you a heads up on that, since you already have your own domain. Okay, do you have any social media presence, brother?
No, not yet. We haven't started I've got an old Facebook page that I might change the name to. This is basically this company I took in, like, kind of, I just changed the name and stuff like that because I got a divorce and all that jazz, and then put it in my chick's name, you know what I mean, one of those deals.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, perfect. Now, the reason I asked that is that Google and Meta is what runs Facebook. I'm sure you know that. They have a partnership, and because of that, if you have, like, an old account for Facebook, or if you don't have one, we would create a business Facebook page. You know, we would help you do that for Alex Exteriors, right? So we would...
I think I wouldn't need the Facebook stuff because I've got already, like, a bunch of likes on this other one to where I could just get, like I said, change the name of it and the pictures of my work and stuff already on there. So I could just change the name of it and get that dialed in to where it links to it.
Perfect. No, yeah, if you can do that, we can actually promote that other one then. Okay, we don't need to create a new one. We'll just promote the other one. And then what we would do is that we would run ads on that one for you.
Gotcha.
No, yeah, on the one that you already have established. Yeah, because if you already have something going and you have likes on there, and, you know, we don't want you to lose those as well, obviously. Okay, so, you know, we'll just promote the one that you already have. Okay. We also work with Yelp, Mike. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Yelp.
Yeah.
So we would list... Alex Exteriors. How do you pronounce that, your company name, brother? I just want to make sure I'm saying
it
correctly.
Alex.
Hey, man, you've heard me pronounce that incorrect all this time. You haven't said anything. Thank you, brother.
No, you said it right a couple times. You said it right a couple times, and you fucked it all up a couple times. It's all good, man.
Oh, brother, I got to tell you, man, sometimes I speak to some people, and I'm like, dude, I can definitely have a beer with this guy, man. you're definitely one of those, brother. I appreciate you for being straight, man. Alex Exteriors, okay. You know, we would list you on Yelp, and then we also work with Apple. So we would also list you on Apple, brother. But, like, I'm just going to be very, you know, a straight shooter with you, brother. I mean, what's going to make the difference is keep you occupied and, you know, keep you keep that consistency of workflow coming in. It's being right alongside of your buddies there.
Right.
You know, on that first page, brother, you know, and then having what we would do with the website that you have, we will also promote it on the first page of Google, right? Because it's, I mean, there's really no point of having a website if it's not being promoted on the first page. I mean, that's just the bottom line, you know. So, you know, we'll definitely put it on that first page where it's visible to the customers. Like I said, since you already have a domain set up, Mike, the pricing for you is actually quite affordable, brother. It would be reduced to $249 a month. That's it.
Really?
You know, that's it. The only thing that you pay the first month is a $99 setup charge, but that's paid with all new customers. They pay that only the first month. But your monthly flat rate will be $249. Okay, that will never change as long as you're with us. Okay, and then there's no contract involved, Mike. It's a month-to-month service, and we're not a pay-per-lead service. Okay, when you're with Google, there's no paying per lead, there's no paying per call, and there's no paying per job. I only say that because there's companies out there like HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, Thumbtack, 411. They all work under what they call a pay-per-lead service. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever been with one of these providers before, but, you know, you got to pay for the calls. You got to pay for the leads whether or not you get the job.
Right.
Yeah, so we definitely – yeah, this is I tell clients, man, you if you haven't been on that first page of Google, I mean, you're definitely going to be in for a treat, you know, because I mean, it's, you know, it's not one of those things, you know, being straight with you, Mike, where it's just going to make you rich or a millionaire, man, but it's going to keep you busy, brother. And that's what most customers want. You know, it's just, hey, man, just long as I have that consistency flow of traffic, that's pretty sufficient. Right.
Yeah. Now, man, so $2.49 a month, that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's it, man. $249. Now the question I do have, Mike, do you have any pictures of the work that you've done, brother?
Oh yeah, I mean it's all on our website, bro. Like I got.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I'm just asking. We can put those on Google as well. You know, as part of the GBP. I'm sorry, your Google business profile that we would do for you. Okay. Let's see here. What's your last name, Mike? If you don't mind me asking.
Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D, but it's not going to be under Hubbard. It'd be under Amanda Gray.
Okay. All right. Let me put that on here.
And, I mean, her information I don't want on the website, obviously.
Yeah, okay. No, absolutely. We'll keep it private. Yeah.
And then also our home address is our business address.
That's fine. Do you want me to block that out as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Amanda Gray, that's Amanda, and then G-R-E-Y. Do you have a good email address for you guys, Mike?
It's the same as our, it's halexteriors@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, the number that you want to appear on Google, Mike, is it the 208-290-3196? Is that a good number where the customers can call you when they're ready to, you know, hire your services?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 3166. It's 3166.
Oh, shoot. Sorry, brother, if I said that wrong. 280-290-3166.
Yeah, it's 208-290-3166.
God, man. You're absolutely right. I just realized I said 280. It's 208. Okay.
I mean, if you're dyslexic, you're dyslexic, bro.
Hey, sorry, yeah, bro, I promise I'm not laughing at you, brother. I'm laughing with you there. I've been here for so many years, bro. I gotta be very straight with you, man. I've never had anyone call me dyslexic. That's actually that's a classic, brother. I gotta mention that to some of the teammates. They're gonna be like, no way. Like, yeah, man, let's play back that call, watch you. what's the address, brother?
Well, our billing address or what? Because she's going to get a PO box today. So
no, you can just give billing your billing address. So we're not going to list it. I'm going to block it out.
It's 952.
Okay.
East Loch Marie, LOCH MAREE Drive, and that's Hayden, Idaho.
I have a zip code pop up as 8. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mario, is there any way, dude, we could talk about this a little later and you could send me an email to my thing and just like get me kind of like a quote on it again so that I can get some shit done on my job because I just pulled up and like these guys are looking at me like I'm half fucking retarded.
Well, look, Mike, again, bro, I'm going to keep it very straight with you. I mean, if you have 5 minutes, it just takes me 5 minutes to get everything rolled up here. Otherwise, I mean, yes, I could call you back. I'm not going to say I cannot. Obviously, I could. The only thing that, you know, we're looking to fill in the spot, and I have to throw the call back into what is called our queue, and it allows our teams to keep calling the area, you know, to call the competition to see if anybody else wants to be on that first page. So if you really want that spot, I just need 5 minutes of your time, and we'll get it squared away.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, I'll make it really quick here, brother, I promise. How far did you want to show on Google that you're willing to travel for clients, brother?
Probably no more than an hour from Hayden.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to put you about 50 miles. Is that cool? That's about an hour and 10 minutes?
Or 70. You could put me 70 miles. 70 miles is fine.
Okay. All right, here, I'm going to try to do this quick then. 70 miles, 50 to 70 miles, perfect. Okay. Okay. What's the verify your website for me one more time because I'm entering into the database now.
It's H-A-L.
H-A-L.
Exteriors.
Okay.
.com.
.com. Perfect. You know. And your Facebook page, the old one you said you had?
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to get that to you.
Okay, later. No worries. Yeah, we'll put that for later. Okay. You'll get a call from our IT department tomorrow because they're not available today. You'll get a call from the IT guys tomorrow. They're the ones that do all the back-end work. I'm sure you know what the IT department is. You know, they're the ones that are going to put you on Google, do the Facebook, you know, put the website on Google. What time tomorrow can they call you, Mike, where you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Right at lunch. You can call me at lunch, 12 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, we're also here in PST. Okay. All right, perfect.
Where are you guys out of?
I'm calling you from our corporate headquarters, which is Orange County, California. Not sure if you're familiar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know Orange County.
Yeah, man. I know people are like, yeah, I've seen you guys on the Orange, the Housewives thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. I have an 11 a.m. and a 1 p.m. Mike, I don't have...
Let's do 1 p.m.
1 p.m., okay.
1 p.m. will work.
Okay, that'll work. Okay, perfect. And then what hours of operation did you want to show that you're open and available from?
8 to 5.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. What days would those be? Monday through Thursday, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Okay, no weekends, brother?
Nope.
Okay, perfect. How's your Espanol, Mike? No Espanol?
No, I mean, I can do the Google Translate stuff, you know.
Okay, perfect. I'll list you then. If you do the Google Translate, I'll list you as bilingual. That way, if you have, you know, some Hispanic clients that want to reach out to you, that'd be fine, too. All right, just two more minutes, and I'm all set up here, brother. I do need to set up a security question for the account, Mike. You get to choose one of these. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, go ahead.
Stockstill, S-T-O-C-K, S-T-I-L-L.
Okay, shoot, S-T-O-C-K-I-L-L?
No, S-T-I-L-L, Stockstill.
Oh, okay, got it, okay. Okay, perfect. And the email address that you provided me with, you do have access to that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. All right, because I'm going to send all the confirmations there right now. Okay. All right, Mike. And then in reference to the 249 payment, how did you want to take care of that, brother? Did you want to use a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Let me see here. Let me get them out. Wallet.
Yeah, no worries about it, brother.
Okay. It says you guys are calling out of Blackfoot, Idaho.
You, the number that you're seeing, here, I'll send you the information here so you feel a little bit more comfortable. I'll text it over to you. We call under Google, I mean, keep in mind that we're working under Google guidelines. So we're calling over what's called Google over voice. So we call all the states all across the United States. Any state that we call, it's going to show up their local number because that's how Google sets up the Google over voice system.
So just right, so you know that. Google voice. I've got a number with Google voice too. Can you email me real quick too, just with your letterhead and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Here, let me do that. Give me just 10 seconds and I'll send you that email. I did text you our company information as well, but let me go ahead and send you the text so you feel a little bit, you know, I definitely understand what you're doing here. No worries. All right. And can I email you to that email address you provided? Is that good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Give me less than a minute here. I'll send that email right now.
So we'll be on the first page of Google for $249
a month. That's absolutely correct, brother. And keep in mind that this call is being monitored and recorded, and you're going to see that on the email as well as there.
Sweet. Yeah, it's kind of wild, dude. I had a dude have me bid this house, right?
Okay.
And he accepts the bid and all the stuff and then sends me a check, right, from this refrigeration company that's like halfway across the country.
Okay.
And he's like, have you made the deposit yet? Have you made the deposit yet? Da, 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 da. I just need you to, after you get received the check, I need you to send the supplier, my guy John, the rest of the money for supplies, right?
Okay.
Come to find out, this dude has been scamming this company using their checks. And they, dude, it looks identical to a real check, man. Like, certified check.
Really?
Yeah, dude. And so I called the refrigeration company because I just thought it was fishy. I was like, why does this guy want me to make this deposit so bad? Because what he's going to do, he's going to have me deposit it. Then he was going to turn around, have me zelly him the money when it cleared. Then turn around, and then the company says, hey, that's a fraudulent check, you know, and then they take it out of your account.
Wow. Wow, how did you figure that one out? I mean, how did that come about, though? How did you figure it out?
Oh, I was using my brain, and the way the guy was talking, he just talked like a fucking scammer, dude.
All right, I just sent that email over, brother.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I could do the $249 a month.
Yeah, you're gonna love the service, brother. I mean, those guys see you right next to them, they're probably gonna wonder what the hell you're doing right next to on that first page. that's quite hilarious. You know.
Oh, I think it's fucking
that,
great, dude.
That relationship
makes me laugh my ass off. It makes me laugh my ass off because I've always got my work through word of mouth and stuff, and like the true like. Hustling it, like going to
the
job
hustle,
sites.
Yeah, I was
and
just
going to
say that. That's the real hustle
cards,
there, man. Yeah.
Dropping cards and shit like that, you know? And these dudes have just got all their shit. I mean, these guys are driving around. Here's the thing. So I have a $60,000 truck. It's
what
not.
Are you driving, brother?
It doesn't have my logos. Chevy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Chevy 2500. And dude, it's just wild. And I'm seeing all their shit all the time, and the dude's just like this young 21-year-old kid that doesn't even know what the fuck he's doing, and he fucks up all these people's roofs, he overcharges. Like, oh, dude, anyway. Let's see here. It's American Express.
Okay, whenever you're ready, brother, go ahead.
The name on there is going to be my name, Michael A. Hubbard.
Oh, okay. I had Amanda here. It's coming up. Hold on. Let me change that. Michael A, as in Apple?
Yep.
And then Hubbard. You spell that for me? H-U-B?
B-A-R-D.
T.
two B's and ARD. Two B's,
ARD. All right. All right, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, it is 3722.
Okay.
771.
Okay.
052.
Okay.
610.
610. Okay.
14.
14. Okay. Expiration, brother.
0729.
July 2029. And then the security code for American Express, it's going to be four digits in front of the card, Mike.
8372.
8372. Okay. Stand by while I just verify that the card you provided, brother, it's a legit one, okay? Just 1 second. While I'm doing that, I do have to read through our disclosure, and then we're all set here. Just do me a favor, Mike. Make sure you don't miss that phone call tomorrow at 1 p.m. because that's our IT guys, and they do all the back-end work. So I say that because if you miss that call, then I have to reschedule it, and sometimes it'll take a day or two to get them back, you know, to speak with you. And
okay.
I do have bear with me here 1 second. Okay. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, Mike. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection for you, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, please ask me to clarify it. I'll be more than happy to do so. Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. It outlines the service that you'll receive with Local Splash, and it works as an added form of protection for you. Just to make sure that everything is correct, can you please state the name of the company?
Halyx Exteriors.
Okay, perfect. Is there LLC or INC behind that, or just Halyx Exteriors?
It's LLC. It's Halyx Exteriors LLC.
Thank you very much. Okay, hold on. Let me address that real quick. Okay, can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
Michael Hubbard, and I'm the Sales and Operations Manager.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Halyx Exteriors, LLC?
Yep.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account, correct?
Yep.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Mike, we ask that you also participate in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you are in agreeance with being responsive to our phone calls and emails only when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash, Mike, we will be your certified marketing representatives. We ask that at any time if you do bring another company on board that you keep us in the loop. I mean, this usually only applies when the companies have, like, multiple locations, Mike, but we still have to let you know, so just as a heads up.
Absolutely, man.
Okay.
As long as it's you that I get to deal, as long as it's you that I get to deal with, you know,
absolutely. You know what, right now, I'm going to send you my personal extension, brother. So, you know, if you ever need anything or whatever the case is, I don't mind working with you straight up, brother. Okay, I'll send that to you in a second. Your payment for the setup and the turn will be processed today, November 6th. Keep in mind, it's $249. That's going to be your flat rate. There is that one-time $99 setup charge, so the total today is $348. Every month after will be $249 on a flat rate. Your next payment would not be due until December 6th. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, Mike, and you do have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if we're not meeting your expectations. Okay. We simply ask that you give us a call back to that 877 customer service number. It's the same one that I've shot you a few text messages from. Just save that number, brother. Okay. Lastly, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect, brother. Okay. Give me 1 second here. And I'll get you off the phone. Thanks for being patient there with me, brother. I appreciate that, man. You're going to start getting text messages in a second, Mike. You're also going to get emails, okay? I know you're busy right now. There's going to be one particular email that does need attention from you, Mike, and it's really simple. It's going to be an email that's going to say, give it about 2 minutes. You're going to start getting about 3 or 4 emails, you know, saying welcome to the company and so forth. You're going to get one email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. It's obviously your invoice. Right underneath that towards the bottom, you're going to see your phone number. Well, when you open that email, there's going to be a little link that says click here to accept terms. When you click on that link, Mike, you're going to go down and you're going to see your phone number. Underneath your number, there's going to be two boxes that you have to click on, brother. The first box says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to. And the second box you click on says that this is not a contract, that you can cancel any time, and that the form of payment you provided is yours. Okay? And then right underneath that, you're going to see your name. And it's going to say Michael A. Hubbard. There's going to be a slot underneath your name where you got to type out your name with your keyboard and then hit submit signature. When you do that, that sends it over to our IT guys. So they'll be able to see that you completed it. If you don't get a chance to do it today, brother, not a big deal. When you speak to our IT department tomorrow, they'll walk you through it either way. Okay? But preferably, if you're able to do it today, it does save you about 10 or 15 minutes from them having to go through that with you over the phone. Again, it's really simple. So if you could do it today, brother, take a chance and do that. Mike, aside from that, brother, I don't want to keep you any longer. I want to be just the first one to say, hey, man, welcome to the family, brother. We look forward in the relationship between Halex Exteriors and us to be long-term, right? Because, I mean, we're in it for the long run, brother. We don't want it to be short-term. Keep in mind that we're going to get all the information from you tomorrow, all the details to get the ball rolling, to get you on Apple, Bing, Yelp, and all the promotion. Does take about 7 to 14 days to get those platforms running. Just be a little patient with us while we get the verification with Google as well to get you on the first page. But I promise that, you know, we're working diligently to get everything going as fast as possible. Only one last thing, Mike. Again, I'm going to send you a reminder. You'll get an email from me personally that's going to give you a notification. It's a Google invite saying, hey, you have an appointment with us tomorrow at, 1 p.m. So please make sure that you, you accept that. And then please make sure you take the phone call at 1 o'clock tomorrow, brother.
Sweet, man.
Okay. Again, Mike, thanks a lot, brother. I mean, I, you know what I really mean when I say this, brother. I mean, it was more than a pleasure, bro. I just text over to you my personal information right now, and it has my personal extension on there, 1128. So if you ever feel like you want to talk to somebody, yell at somebody, curse at somebody, bro, then shoot me a call, man.
All right, I'll hit you up.
Have a good one, Mike. We'll talk tomorrow, bro.
You too, man.
All right, bye-bye now. Yep.